Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You guys know what this music's for. Time for a little investigation here.
Uh-oh, what happened?
On the midday show. Well, we investigate a lot of things when they are worthy of being investigated. And sometimes it's just investigating our own here at WIP, like if something's going down.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a bigger picture thing to investigate right now. It involves a pretty well-known, pretty high-profile NFL quarterback. Hugh, we may have a new Manti Te'o situation going on out in Pittsburgh.
Wait a minute. What are we talking about?
All right. So, headline.
What, in the fake girlfriend?
Well, maybe let's go even further. Maybe a fake wife. So, Aaron Rodgers. Headline I saw on Friday. Aaron Rodgers enjoys solo beach walk as mystery wife remains out of sight. So, a couple weeks ago when Rodgers signed with the Steelers, he showed up with a black wedding band on his ring finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he told reporters that he was recently married.
Mm-hmm.
That he had got married this offseason. So he's in Malibu now, right? It's NFL. Everyone's off, right? It's vacation time till training
chilling.
Camp.
Everybody getting their mind right?
Yeah, so,
taking
I mean,
last vacation?
Sure. Rodgers is in Malibu. Good for him. He can do whatever he wants for the next 5 or 6 weeks till training camp. But he looks to be alone. And he said he just got married a couple weeks ago. To me, it'd be a little bizarre to go alone to Malibu a couple weeks or months after just getting married to someone and they're not there with him. So there's that. And then his parents apparently are unconvinced that the marriage is real, that he got married in some sort of private ceremony, and they're not convinced this is all actually what he said it is. Your take on the potential of a fake Aaron Rodgers marriage?
I'm gonna play devil's advocate just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, out of fairness to Aaron, even though I'm not a fan.
Surprised you?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, but maybe his wife was tired. She didn't feel like walking.
Too many back to backs.
Too many back to backs. Hey, that was a good one by you, Kyle. Too many back-to-backs. So she probably was sleepy. As far as his family is concerned, he's been estranged from them for a while.
Yeah.
So there's that. So they're probably, you know, trying to undermine what he has going on. He's different, though. And another thing, why would you take the chance knowing that people are going to vet what you're doing? Why would you come to training camp with a band on and lie about having a wife? Like, what is the benefit of lying about a wife knowing that all somebody has to do is go into public records and look and see, look for your marriage certificate? Like, so why would you do that?
Well,
I don't know.
Why would a normal person do this, or why would Aaron Rodgers do this?
Okay, why would Aaron Rodgers do this?
Well, he just likes to screw people. I mean, that's what he does. That's what he's done now in the public eye for a long time. So you're right that it's been kind of frosty with the family and the parents.
Mm-hmm.
But his brother, who was also a quarterback at one point, Jordan Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback for who?
A college quarterback.
Okay.
He said for college.
I think it was at Vanderbilt. he and his wife, JoJo, didn't even know anything about the person he married. So not only do the parents not know, the brother has no idea who this person is. Could you imagine marrying someone and no one in your family knows who they are? And then you go on a vacation, and apparently, according to Hugh, Spin Dr. Douglas over here, the person's sleeping.
I'm just saying, hypothetically.
Come on.
Them back-to-back, like the back-to-backs, man. Like, maybe she wasn't prepared for the back-to-backs.
You know, he's a new wife.
There's a new wife.
You got to be prepared for back-to-back.
You got to be prepared for back-to-backs, though. Hey, baby, we going back-to-back.
60% chance this is made up. That it's totally, there's no wife. This, I'm saying it's over 50%. This is totally made up.
Say if that's the case. How do you bounce back from that? Like, seriously, because now you're being asked questions.
Oh, wait, what do you mean bounce back? He'll just keep saying.
I mean, the career's basically over
anyway.
He'll
just deny it.
He's just going out.
You've never
flames.
Met her. Who are you? You know what he'll do. He'll get indignant on the reporter that asked him. Who are you to pry in my personal
life?
But
what about his teammates, though? Like, because you know, talking about TJ, those guys, I would assume they're looking at him because the Pittsburgh Steelers have fallen short for like the last, 8 years or something like that. It's been a while.
Their last Super Bowl was 2010. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And the fan base has fatigue about Mike. They have Mike Tomlin fatigue. Mm-hmm. And the players are having fatigue about everybody asking them, you know, they get in the playoffs and they go home. They have early exits. So you're looking at Aaron Rodgers to help lead you to the playoffs to get you over the hump. And Buddy out here lying about having a wife. Like a whole lie about having a wife. I think there's enough players on that team that have enough cachet to say, I don't give a damn if you are going to the Hall of Fame. What the hell are you doing lying about having a wife?
So it would bother you if a team that was lying about a wife.
Yeah, that would bother me like, dog, what you doing? Like, what you doing? Like, seriously, what are you doing? I understand your status here in the NFL, but you're going to one of the legacy programs, the legacy teams in the NFL. Why are you lying about having a wife, dog? Like, seriously, what do you have to gain from lying about having a wife?
I don't know if I could recover if someone told me they had a wife and they were making the whole thing up.
That's what I'm saying.
You can never look at them the same again.
You're not. I can't say that on the air. But
that's good.
Somebody just sent me a text message. I can't say that on the air.
It's not weird. The pretending. It's the why are you pretending?
Yes.
Yeah. It's not so much you lied to me. It's what is going on that you felt the need to create this story. I can't wait till training camp starts. You know he's going to be asked about this.
Can't say that on the air.
And you know you cannot say that on the air. You keep that to yourself. Do you think he's going to respond with something normal? Like, yeah, her name is this, and she's
no.
great.
Oh, no, he's going to keep stringing everybody along.
Oh, yeah.
This is not over. You?
I ain't said nothing. I'm going to keep my reckless speculation.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it to myself.
You keep it to yourself. That's probably best.
I'm going to keep it to myself.
I was going to ask a question, but now I think I probably should keep that to myself, too, before we go any further.
Yeah, we probably.
This is great, guys. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to ask.
Let's do an entire segment where we just can't say anything.
I'll do it then. Well, it's who at WIP would be most likely to be able to fake a wife?
Oh, no.
Joe the camera. Why? Like, you first person came to mind.
Okay.
Joe the camera. Love you, Joe, but
I think it's actually the right answer. Joe's a pretty private guy. Like, he's on vacation this week. They don't even know where he is.
That's what I'm saying. Joe's the type.
And it's fine. He could be private.
That's what I'm saying. He's very secretive. So, but he wouldn't announce the fact that he had a wife. He would probably, even if he did get married, he probably wouldn't wear his wedding ring right away. He would probably take it off.
I think Joe's probably the right answer. If anyone here faked a wife at WIP, it's probably true.
Oh, we talking about?
I am going to stay out of this one. So
yeah, okay. I'm done. It came to my mind because I mean, I can't imagine knowing someone that would do that. But then we have Aaron Rodgers. All right, you keep what you found out over there to yourself. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lights here. We'll get to you people in a few minutes. Mark in Woodbury Heights. What's up, Mark?
Guys, how we doing today?
Hey, Mark. What's up?
The Phillies.
Mm-hmm. What are
your
feeling?
The question is, are you all in?
Are you all in? Not yet.
All in because they beat the Mets 2 out of 3 at home in the middle of June.
Well, it's more than that. I mean, they beat the Cubs 4 out of 6. They beat the Dodgers. They've played pretty well against the teams they're going to have to play in October.
Joe, let's get to reality. All right. Here's the reality of the situation. Starting pitching is good.
Yes.
Offense is like a yo-yo.
Yes.
Up and down.
Yes.
And they can go on this road trip now and, you know, win one game, two games. Don't be surprised if that happens. Right? Hopefully they don't. The defense is below average. The bullpen as a whole is below average.
Agreed.
So what are we all in about? Like, I don't understand your question. Well, what are we all in about?
Well, so believing they're a real contender. I mean, like, everything you said is right, Mark, but yet They're at, what, one game out of the best record in all of baseball? Everyone has flaws. Like, even the Mets, who I think are good, you saw it this weekend. The bottom of that order, once you get past four, is not that great, four or five. They right. have starting pitching issues right now. It just, every time I watch them play the Cubs or the Dodgers or the Mets, I realize those teams have issues too. Not quite the same issues, but everyone's got issues.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, I was at the game Friday night. Great seats. It was playoff atmosphere. Phillies played really well. They really did. They played really well. Worked the pitcher. Turner didn't. Except for one at bat, but they worked the pitcher, and you want, and you could, you know, you're getting there. You're saying, man, this, yeah, we may be able to do this. I've been let down so many times with this team over the last 3 years. All right, the 22 team, I wouldn't say that. The last 2 years, 23 and 24, the up and down with this team, I just can't go there. A couple things need to happen for me to be all in. Bryce Harper needs to come back and play like Mike Schmidt used to play.
Mm.
And what do I mean by that? When Mike Schmidt got hot, he carried the team for years, for weeks. He would carry them for weeks. Power, defense, leadership, you know. And I don't think the young people around here realize how great Mike Schmidt was. That's how Bryce Harper needs to play. He needs to carry this team when he gets back. That's the first thing. The second thing is Dombrowski needs to get two guys. He needs to get a stud for the bullpen. And he needs an outfielder, right-handed bat outfielder who can hit. I mean, did Kepler make you feel like to be all in?
No.
And Marsh and Rojas?
No. Now, Marsh has been better lately, but no.
He's been better, but you don't have any power on this team. I mean, you asked earlier, are the home runs going to go up? Yeah, they should go up because it's so friggin' hot outside. So, yeah, the numbers, the ball's going to carry more over the next 3 months. They should hit more home runs. But that's not going to cut it in October when it's 50, 60 degrees out. So, you know, I just don't have confidence in this lineup. We need a stud right-handed outfielder who bats from the right side, and we need a stud in the bullpen. If that happens, I'm all in. And if Harper plays the way Mike Schmidt used to, I'm all in.
Well, the last part is a huge one. And Mark, we appreciate it. So he brought up if Harper plays the way Mike Schmidt used to. When Harper gets back, do we still expect him to be the great Bryce Harper, or are we not expecting it this year anymore? And really, I just pulled it up because I was curious. You know how we all had a different criteria for top 11, right? The reason I knocked Bryce down is I don't think he's been great over the last year. I think over the last year, Schwarber's been better than Bryce.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many home runs Bryce Harper has in the last calendar year? 22. And it's not terrible, but
Bryce Harper-esque.
We talk about him as if he's got this huge 35 home run bat. We haven't seen that in a while.
Well, he's had moments, and this is what I was thinking when you were asking questions. I didn't know where you were going, but Bryce has been the guy that I recall when he comes back, he is a shot in the arm. I do that. That's what I think of Bryce when I think of him coming back, and I guess to answer your question, I think he's going to be that again when he is healthy. I don't know what that what that entails. Mm-hmm. But I think he is going to be a shot in the arm.
Last year, he's 11th among first basemen in home runs. It's a long time. I mean, that's a full year. I mean, he'll be good. He's very rarely bad on the field. It's just like, are we getting a superstar back? Or are we just getting a good player
back? You're not getting a superstar, but you're getting something better, I think, than the version that we saw in the beginning of the season.
Well, yeah, I'll take that.
I'm kind of with that. Yeah. Like I said, a shot in the arm. A shot in the arm at a time where it feels like other guys are starting to contribute just a little bit more.
That's fair. All right, let's go to Jay West Philly. What's up, Jay?
You said all in after beating the Mets. They done lost what? They won one game in their last eight?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So after we beat them, they was going to lose the streak. You going to say we back now in playoff ready?
Well, the Mets are obviously a good team, Jay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're a good team. They was just, one of their last eight?
Yeah, I mean, teams go through streaks over a long season. The Phillies did, the Cubs did, the Dodgers did.
So it was the same way when they got swept by the Pirates. Oh, it's a long season. So 162. So we ready? Is the playoff season now?
No, I was panicking when they got swept by the Pirates. I was panicking. So,
if you worried about the pandering guy, he's sitting there talking about, oh, I'll do this, I'll do that. How are you going to do that with a bad wrist? So you're just talking to be talking.
Well, they put him on. They mic'd him up. I mean, what do you want him to say?
If he wanted to do that, he'd have did that already.
Oh, go to the outfield? Yeah, he could have. He didn't want to.
Oh, yeah, he could have did that. So you really think that that's going to happen?
I don't know. I actually don't think it's going to happen. I think he's going to stay at first base.
And you counting on Von Hayes when he come back?
Von Hayes?
That Bryce Harper. He 22 home runs last year?
Over the last year, 22 home runs, yep.
Now, listen, every year he hurt. He got a big contract. Every year he come back, he hurt. But we give him the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I don't know if we did. We just had a discussion here about what we expect when he gets back. I don't think anyone said he's going to be great.
How come y'all don't do that to Embiid?
Well, Embiid has never done anything to the level of going deep in the playoffs. Deep in the playoffs, Jay. Embiid ever done it?
No, he ain't do it. But I'm saying, what Harper do besides that one run? If that wasn't for Gene Segura getting that CNI single, they wouldn't have did nothing.
Well, probably not. Yeah, they probably would have lost game one.
And when they get pressure on them, they go backwards every year.
Jay, every time I think we're going to find some common ground, you bring up something stupid like Embiid. Embiid. Like, Joel Embiid.
Am I lying about this team or not?
I don't know, but we'll see what this team does.
Oh, okay. But y'all keep giving this guy grace, but every other player in this town get criticized and everything.
That's right. You do this, Joel.
Quarterback went title and he still get criticized.
Who's criticizing Jalen today? Who's criticizing Jalen? You're yelling at yourself. Nobody criticized Jalen today.
I'm talking about you all and this Bryce Harper thing because every time he fell, it's baseball. It's baseball.
He has some of the best numbers in the history of the play. You realize, Jay, that Harper has some of the best numbers in the history of October. Like, you get that, right? You know this?
Y'all keep letting this guy get away with everything.
It's not listening. It's fine.
Everything. You ain't listening because you put me on hold. You ain't hearing nothing. That's
why I don't want to. I mean, that's the reason.
That's the point.
You don't like hearing the truth.
But I asked you a question. You're just talking. I asked you a question and you didn't answer.
And I asked you a question. Why would he fail? It's just baseball.
Because you're not answering. You're not listening. Bryce Harper has some of the best numbers in the history of the postseason. Joel Embiid's numbers go down precipitously.
No rings, right? No rings.
Huh? No, they neither have rings. Yeah, that's the truth.
Okay. It's almost like that's a team statistic.
The history of baseball, no rings. All right. Y'all keep propping them
it's
up.
The for me.
I'm just not sure we're arguing about. I never am.
Because I'm stating the facts. Why does you keep getting the pass? You keep talking about because they beat the bum Mets. We back. Are you all in on this team? No, we ain't all in on this team because they ain't going to do it with playoffs.
All right, so that's your opinion. Then that's it.
Opinion is fact. Look at
that's not, no, 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 we're not facts. These aren't facts. These are opinions. I mean, Jay, these are opinions.
The last 3 years. They went backwards every year.
So that's fine. You can have that opinion. But when you bring Embiid into it, you sound foolish.
No, y'all sound foolish. Keep giving this guy a pass. It's the same thing happened. He get hurt every year, right? Harper?
Yeah, he's had a lot of injuries.
He get a lot of injuries. But when it comes to Joe, y'all say that. Y'all say, he's going to be
well,
hurt.
Well, the difference is one guy plays most of the games and one guy misses most of the games.
How one guy play when he hurt all the time?
Who plays more games percentage-wise, Harper or Embiid?
I don't know.
Oh, you know, Jay.
I don't know. Look, what's the percentage of
I know. I know.
Play 82. Joe scheduled for 82. What Harper play every year?
Who plays a higher percentage of the games, Jay?
Who plays a higher percentage?
No, you know, if you got to repeat the question, that means you know the answer and don't want to answer it. Well,
Jay's really annoying.
I know.
That's crazy.
He's super annoying.
You almost did a good job of holding together. He kind of at the end.
Because when he asked me questions back to my questions, he don't want to answer. You don't want to answer the
it's
question.
It's impressive how annoying he is.
I know. It really is.
He is really annoying.
He's got something unique about him that most people aren't. I think it's natural, too. I'm not
it's
even sure if he's trying.
Confidence in everything that he says.
Yeah.
Like he's punching down to you.
Yeah, right. Like, and how about this? Yeah. Even though he says something stupid.
Yeah,
now.
Crazy.
Okay.
Jay just, I wonder if he just sit there and say, yeah. I think today is the day I'm going to call it a Noigilio.
It is. That's exactly what happens. Saying he doesn't know the answer to who plays a higher percentage of games. Joel Embiid hasn't played half the games in 3 years.
I can just imagine him.
This is not a hard question.
When he hangs up, like, mission accomplished.
if it's to get me annoyed, yes, mission accomplished. Right, let's check in with you people. What do they got today?
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
Not sure if you remember this, Joel, but the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
I did remember. Yeah, I did.
Okay.
Thank you for telling me, in case I forgot.
They were doing Eagles chants in the chat to spite you today.
Oh, okay.
Once you started up.
That's different. That's fine.
Once you were against them. I did like the You People chants when they were doing those last week.
But I want more of that.
Good. Yeah. Bring those back. And Eagles chants at the Phillies game were fun. We put up the poll about Eagles chants at the Phillies game.
Yep.
Can you predict one of the comments?
Why? It must be a slow news day.
That's exactly right.
Slow news day.
Love that.
I mean,
like they don't know what we do on a regular. You know what I enjoy most?
Oh, no, the poll is what we're talking about for 4 hours.
Also, none of this is news. It's like we're just talking.
But I would venture to say it's probably the same individual that says the same thing.
Oh, it's not.
It's not different people? Oh, that's
well, because people like to be the first person who comments slow news.
Okay, gotcha.
Get Hugh Douglas off the air.
Evergreen.
What did I do?
You threw cold water on the biggest series win of the year.
I did not throw cold water. Is it right about now? We need some cold water.
Well, that's true.
Because it's hot outside.
I'm not looking forward to walking outside.
Ooh, yeah. It's going to be smelt.
Speaking of, somebody said, it is too damn hot to deal with Hughes Clues today. So thank God.
Oh, no. You know what?
That's why we didn't
do it. Well, we got something tomorrow. We'll find out.
We walk in the morning.
Yeah, it looks like people might get a break from your clues. Did you see Kyle Schwarber last night, Hugh? And you still think you could beat him in a race?
Oh, he was rolling last night?
Oh, he rolled all the way home.
No, I got him.
I
feel pretty spry.
I don't even think he would be close.
He ain't gonna dust me now.
I think he would dust you.
I feel pretty spry.
I feel spry.
I think he would burn you, man.
I feel spry today. Dropped a few LBs to
my
man. Feel a little light.
So Marlon probably does talk to the Phillies, just like we all do. Mm-hmm. Me cursing at our TV. Joe Rawls in the pitch.
They can't hear you, though. That's a difference.
But you never know. Who was that guy that called in the one time saying that he was talking to Alec? You know what? It might have been Joe.
It might have been.
So you talked to Alec Boehm on Facebook.
Yeah, we kind of, we used deduction to realize he was on a Facebook group with someone claiming to be Alec Boehm, but it wasn't really Alec Boehm. Yeah. Felt bad for him.
Hugh keeps telling us to wait. How much time does Hugh have left?
In the upper room.
Well, as we established last week, you are pushing 60. So
it's 60, yeah.
Well, I like the way this guy put it. This last one. He was in the fourth quarter of life fighting off the 2-minute warning.
Time out. 2-minute warning.
Wait.
That's tough, man. You're not that old.
You're not. It's the third quarter, I would say, but it's not. Yeah.
The game almost over, though. If you look at it, the game.
How old does someone have to be before that stops being funny? Like, it's cool now if you laugh.
Right. Yeah.
When Hugh's 65 and we're saying it's not as cool.
No.
If I'm 65, I probably won't be sitting here. They'll probably be getting ready to put me for my great take on the wall in there.
Are you calling your shot as a WIP Hall of Famer?
Yeah, because my take alone, defense is a luxury, not a necessity, going to get me on that wall. I ain't even worried about that.
Put that on your tombstone, man.
Put that on the jacket. They're going to have to put that on my jacket.
Wow. Hugh Douglas calls his shot. He will be a WIP Hall of Famer.
Will be.
Okay. I like that. I like the confidence.
Yeah, you got to be confident. Yeah. You got to speak it into existence. Live my truth. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm.
Live my truth.
Lies, but we call it your truth. All right. We done with you people for today?
Yeah,
right. That's more than
that
enough.
That was kind of tame today, though.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah, it was. Well, I think we might have used some of their time to yell at Jay, that's on me.
And plus, it's summer, and it's a little hotter. You know, people probably, was outside a little bit. probably
outside
recovering.
Today?
Well, yesterday.
Today's the day to not go outside.
But they were recovering. You know, it's this is beach weather, though. Some people outside right now laying on the beach half naked trying to get a tan.
You heading there right now?
Oh, no. That's okay. I got my tan. I'm good.
You've had your whole life. All right. That's enough for us today. Afternoon show next. We will talk to you tomorrow on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.